A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, welcome to the Redmen Bite Size Podcast. I'm Chloe Bloxham and it is Monday the 23rd of October and I'm here to round up today's news. Some of it absolutely boss and some of it I really couldn't care less about. But I'm here to give absolutely every update that we have heard over the weekend. Talking about the weekend, Liverpool beat Everton in the Merseyside Derby 2-0 in a game that was a little bit harder than probably most Liverpool fans thought it would be. I didn't think it would be easy and it was proved that it wouldn't be. We took till, you know, around the 94th minute maybe to completely kill the game off, but Everton truthfully didn't have anything about them. I'm not too sure what their fans were thinking when they came out on Twitter in their hundreds speaking about how proud they are of their team. I thought they were dreadful, absolutely horrific, offered nothing. They did obviously get a red card quite early, was playing with 10 men for about 60. And they all believe that Ibu Konate should have been sent off, which I actually agree with. I was stunned that he stayed on the pitch. And as soon as he made the foul, I thought to myself, yeah, he's gone. And I'm pretty sure most of the cop thought that as well. But it turns out that referees make mistakes, believe it or not. I wouldn't have thought that. It's not like we've been on the receiving end of them. But they do, apparently, and they made one there in my eyes. That one was a grey area, though, at least. It wasn't like a goal that was perfectly given and everyone knew it should have been given but didn't communicate it correctly. Now, this was more of a grey area. It could have been a yellow. It couldn't have been, a yellow. But either way, enough about them because Liverpool won the Merseyside Derby and they've got quite a decent run of fixtures coming up. That was the tough task for Liverpool to get over. They've done it and hopefully they can continue the form that they've just started and take it up until the next international break at least. Anyway, let's get on to some news then. I cannot actually believe I'm about to talk about this person because I don't care for him, but here we are. Victor Osimhen has been linked with Liverpool. I'm not too sure why, but he has been. And look, I think he's a great footballer, but I do not think he's on his way to Liverpool. But I'm going to give you the news anyway. Last week, Liverpool were linked with Victor Osimhen after Walter Di Maggio came out, a journalist from Italy, and spoke about Liverpool agreeing a contract with Victor Osimhen. He said, let me clarify, the agreements would be between the Reds and the footballer, so they would not involve Napoli. So basically, he came out and said that we'd agreed some sort of verbal contract with Victor Osimhen. And he came out and said that he hoped the president of Napoli would be able to keep a hold of Osimhen until June, but he couldn't be too sure of that with Liverpool's interest. Since then, we've had news from Fabrizio Romano, as always, and he's came out and kind of shut the talk down. He said some media is reporting that Victor Osimhen already agreed contract terms with Liverpool. Guys, from what I'm told, Victor Osimhen hasn't agreed anything with any club, not even with Napoli. Napoli have offered them a contract, by the way. He says there's no agreement on the contract extension. Napoli made a really important proposal to Osimhen, but he's decided and he has not agreed anything with the club so far. He's still thinking about it. Osimhen will take his time. Reports of an agreement with Liverpool are not true. For sure, Liverpool and many other clubs are keeping an eye on this situation and of the situation of many strikers. But at this moment, for Osimhen, nothing is agreed and nothing is decided. I'm not too sure who to believe. I'm going to believe that none of this is true. There was obviously some mad stuff going on with the Osimhen and Napoli, where they produced a TikTok that was just racist, and was just a bit mad. I've got no idea who let that become a concept, who let that go out there and be published on Napoli's own site as well. But they did. And since then, Victor Osimhen, I wouldn't say he's had the greatest relationship with his team. It was all said that it was done and dusted and they were fine and they were happy. But, you know, Victor Osimhen still at this moment hasn't agreed the contract extension that Napoli have put on the table for him. So who knows? He might not want to be there. As for Liverpool, we've got Darwin Nunes, we've got Luis Diaz, we've got Cody Gakpo, we've got Mo Salah, we've got Diogo Jota, you can put Ben Doke in there. I'm not sure how Victor Osimhen would literally suit Liverpool at this moment in time. He'd be a really expensive purchase as well. He's a really talented lad. So I'm not too sure about it. I mentioned it on a show earlier. If Chelsea came in for them, that wouldn't surprise me. That'd make sense. Liverpool going in for Victor Osimhen right now just wouldn't make sense. There's other areas of the pitch where we need to improve on. And also, I'm really happy with our attacking line. I love Darwin Nunes as well. I want him to be our out-and-out number nine. So bringing in Victor Osimhen for me just doesn't make sense. I'm fine with Liverpool keeping tabs on it. I believe that is true. Because who knows really what Liverpool are thinking. Because for all we know, Mo Salah might be off at the end of this season. I hope he isn't. It looks like he probably will be. But I really, really hope he doesn't. If he does, though, Liverpool have got to find something to do, whether that's move Diaz or Jota on the right, put Darwin on the left, buy Victor Osimhen and put him up the middle. I don't believe that. But it's the news, and I'm here to give you that. Whether I believe it or not, this has been reported by Fabrizio Romano, and it's been on the internet, so of course it is all true. But yeah, that is the news with Victor Osimhen. There's been other links. There's been Reds are reportedly in a battle for Ezequiel Fernandez. Liverpool are reportedly one of the three sides interested in signing Boca Juniors midfielder Fernandez. Over the weekend, the fresh report from Italy, again, believe it or not, claimed the Reds, along with AC Milan and Benfica, are also interested in the 21-year-old Argentine. Fernandez is a product of Boca's youth academy and has spent last season on loan at Atletico Tiger in Mexico. According to HITC, McAllister is a huge fan of his compatriot and delivered a glowing verdict when asked if he would recommend Fernandez to his former club Brighton last campaign. McAllister had this to say: if you ask me a little more about my style, there is a player that I really like, and that is Ezequiel Fernandez. He's a player who has all the conditions to reach Europe one day, and I hope that can happen. He is a player that I like a lot. He understands the game a lot. He always is prepared to receive the ball. He plays with both legs. He can play as a five, as an inside player. He's a player who has certain very good conditions, and if Brighton asked me, I would say his name. And this one's a little bit more believable to me, just in terms of Liverpool always, these players, the likes of Ezequiel Fernandez, will go to the likes of Brighton, Dortmund, Benfica, all of these, you know, really good clubs who build them up to be phenomenal footballers, and then sell them for world record fees or for outrageous fees. I mean, we bought Darwin Nunes for 80 million from Benfica. So Benfica being one of the people who are linked with this Fernandez isn't surprising. And maybe the Reds are trying to cut out that middleman, because instead of spending 80 million on a player, you can spend 10 million. But there would be a lot more legwork for Liverpool unless they are the real deal. Liverpool would have to, you know, we're not Brighton. We don't have their system. We don't have the chance to play these youngsters game in, game out. But we do have a Boss Academy. We have the facilities, and Jurgen Klopp will always offer opportunities to those who deserve it. So it's one to look at. It's one to think for the future. McAllister clearly likes him, which means I like him as well. Never watched him, couldn't tell you anything about him. But if McAllister likes him, then I think he's a good footballer too at this moment in time. And look, who knows, we might be in for him in a couple of years' time, maybe at the end of this season. Maybe we've already started started talks over something, and spoke to maybe his agent. But ultimately, these players are always going to be on, you know, the list of other top clubs who can offer these players more opportunities than Liverpool can, more game time. So it all depends what happens. I don't think Liverpool have a system in which we do go and sign these players for this amount of money and we make them into what they are. I mean, look, we've got some youngsters. We've got Harvey Elliott, who's, I think, a superstar. And we got him when he was young, Ryan Gravenberch, only 19. Like, we can't forget that. So Liverpool do give opportunities to these youngsters. And this lad is 21. So, you know, he's not as young as the likes of Ben Doku we've brought in and we are improving. But it is still a massive jump. And maybe the lad would rather go to a team where he can develop, play more football and then end up at a bigger club. But yeah, it's good to be linked with these kinds of players and it's good that we're already thinking ahead. It's also great that it's someone that McAllister likes because that says everything, really.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
But moving back to current Liverpool players, the last thing I'm going to finish off with is Darwin Núñez and just how good his season has been so far. Last season, he obviously scored 14 goals in 41 games. And I think we were expecting, I think we all thought that was really good. But this season, we expect more. And we are already seeing that. In the 23-24 Premier League season so far, he has more goals and assists per 90 than any other player with over 300 minutes. It's their name. Obviously, he's going to have a lot less minutes than these other footballers, so bear that in mind. But it's an incredible stat. So for goals plus assists per 90 in this league, Darwin Núñez sits at the top of the bunch with 1.58 expected per 90. I mean, that, like, it's ridiculous. He obviously hasn't started as well. I think he started 3 games so far this season in the Premier League. Like, and to have that level of impact shows you just how good he's been to the start of the season. Hopefully with more minutes, he gets even better and becomes more productive. You've also got Callum Wilson there in second with 1.35. Mo Salah, obviously. I mean, think of how many minutes Mo Salah's played and how high he's up this list. Ridiculous. 1.28. Erling Haaland, 1.12. Isaac, 1.09. Ollie Watkins, 1.07. Hwangi Chan, 1.07. James Maddison, 0.95. Anthony Elanga on 0.93. To see Darwin Núñez at the top of that list. He's obviously came on in cameos off the bench and done really well, which explain why he's not had the minutes that the likes of Salah and Haaland, even Watkins, have had. But for him to be registering this amount of goals and assists per 90 is really, really good. And it was the other day when he came on against Everton. Last season, I feel like he might have done something mad. This season, he has the composure and the calmness to carry the ball up the pitch and know when to pass the ball with the right amount of pace on it, and also to just be aware that is a possibility. He did, and he killed the game off by giving Salah a very easy tap in. And yeah, I've been loving Darwin Nunez's performances so far this season. I'm hoping to see more from him. I'm hoping he can start more games as well, because I think he should be Liverpool's out and out number nine. Due to being on international duty miles away and coming back late and having cramp and a couple of injuries here and there, he's not always been able to start. But we're seeing just how good Darwin Nunez is. And I'm excited to see more of it. So let's hope he's still up there come the end of the season. But anyway, that has been all for the Redman Bite Size podcast. If you use the code BITESIZE, you'll get 50% off 2 months of a captain subscription. So do go and do that over on redmenplus.com. You'll get all of our Everton analysis. You'll get the final word, the ratings. You'll get it all. And obviously, you'll get everything in the lead up to Toulouse, Nottingham Forest, expert insights, the lot. So do go over and use the code BITESIZE to get your 50% off. But that's been all from me. Have a boss Monday and up the red.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code Program.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.